With us right now, Melanie Baer. She's an RN and the nursing supervisor for the health department of Portage County. It is National Infant Immunization Week. Immunization is pretty important to take care of at the right time, isn't that right?
Yes, it is. Vaccinations are timed depending on when they would be most effective for infants, so the scheduling of immunizations is very important.
There are several things that have to be taken care of for the various steps along a child's growth path. When do children need to be immunized?
It depends on the immunization. For example, hepatitis B is an immunization that is given shortly after the birth of the infant. It's then given 3 months later and then at 6 months. Most of the other immunizations are started when the infant is 3 months old.
What are the risks to not immunizing your child?
The risks to not immunizing your child is, of course, we are now seeing a resurgence of some of the diseases that had been eradicated, such as measles, mumps, pertussis is coming back. You always run the risk if your child has an immunocompromised system or if they are around somebody with an immunocompromised system and they haven't been vaccinated and they get the disease, they can always pass the disease on to somebody else. So it's really, you know, prevention of diseases that we saw 20 years ago that in the 70s, even when I was just starting out, you're seeing people that were dying from some of these diseases. That would be the highest risk.
What are the side effects of these immunizations, if any?
Really, probably the most prominent side effect of any of these is fever, and that can be helped by simply giving the child maybe, and actually there's some controversy about that. It used to be that we would maybe pre-medicate the child, give them Tylenol or Motrin before they received the immunization. Now they're just recommending that you let the child experience the fever because it's actually kind of a protective mechanism. So they recommend, you know, not giving them that prophylaxis of the anti-inflammatory, instead, you know, seeing how high the fever gets. Of course, if the fever should get, you know, 103, 104, that then is time for medical attention. But the side effects are very, very slim.
It seems these days you can't go on social media without seeing somebody commenting about immunization. Some like them, some don't. Some don't want to immunize your kids. There's a danger to not immunizing, isn't there?
There absolutely is a danger to not immunizing the child. The biggest risk is that, as I said before, some of these diseases had been eradicated, and we were seeing, for example, the meningococcal disease can cause death in small children. The Hib vaccine, which is for Haemophilus influenza, that can cause death. Pertussis, we've seen whooping cough again make it come back to the forefront, and that can cause death to small children, and especially infants, so I'm going to say up to about 6 months of age. So it is important that you protect your child against disease.
I've seen some people writing on social media about the ties they claim happen between autism children and immunizations. Is there any truth to that?
There is not. There has been several studies that have come out that actually refute that data. There had been, the one I'm thinking about was probably about 4 or 5 years ago, if I remember right, had come out and said that the thimerosal and the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine was linked to autism, and they actually proved that study to be wrong. So they found that evidence suggests that the vaccines are unrelated to autism.
Let's say it's a first-time parent not used to the routine of getting the kids immunized. What should they do first?
The first thing as far as making the appointment, talk to their physician about how many shots they're going to be getting. For example, here at the Ruth Gilfrey Building, we do give multiple shots at the same time. They have proven that there is no risk to the child with giving two or three vaccinations at the same time. Sometimes we may give up to 5 immunizations to a child at a visit. Talk to the doctors about when they should be coming back for their immunizations. What are the benefits of getting the child vaccinated? What would be the risk if I don't get my child vaccinated? So really sitting and talking to your physician and finding out more about. The other thing they can do is maybe go to the CDC website and just type in immunizations, and there is a lot of literature out there for parents to look at. I mean, the one thing for them is to make sure that they're going to a reputable site that will give them accurate information.
Anything you'd like to add today?
I just, with Infant Immunization Week coming up, I just stress, go out and get your babies protected.
I did forget to ask one question. What is the age you have to get those first shots?
Like I said, the first shot that an infant gets is probably the hepatitis B, and that's shortly after the birth. And then at 3 months of age, we start in with the series of the DTaP, which is diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus, and then IPV, which is the polio, the Hib vaccine. So it's usually about 3 months that they start the first series of shots.